people sometimes introduce me when I speak as someone who helped create the permanent fund, and I always correct them and say, all I did to create the permanent fund was to be one of the tens of thousands of Alaska voters who voted for it and when it was on the ballot as a constitutional amendment in 1976.
For Cliff Groh, the blurring of the permanent fund and the permanent fund dividend in the minds of many Alaskans is helping fuel a potential fiscal crisis in the state. The permanent fund, thanks to a younger Groh and other like-minded Alaskans, is now a part of the state's constitution. The dividend, on the other hand, was created by statute and isn't permanent at all. The legislature could kill it at any time, and one day they might have to. Groh headed up the legislative staff that created the dividend in 1982. It was no slam dunk. In fact, Groh says it took several failures to eventually get the checks moving.
It had, like many major historical events, all kinds of contingencies and close calls, both before its life and then even after in the first year of its existence. And it was pretty amazing when you look back on it, and that's why that first chapter is called The Improbable But True Story of How the Dividend Came to Be.
Groh collaborated with Juno economist Greg Erickson on the book's first three chapters. They focused on the history and the mechanism of the dividend. Groh wrote another chapter solo, but that won't come out until the second volume is published later this summer. Groh's individual chapter looks at the dividend's endgame, the likely scenarios surrounding the eventual decline of oil, and the probable politics of ending the dividend. Groh is proud of his role in creating the dividend, but he admits that it was a policy of plenty when there seemed to be no end in sight to Alaska's oil wealth.
A lot of the way the permanent fund got created and the permanent fund dividend was from a very much a feeling of surplus and trying to decide what to do with all the money before a lot of the demands for other purposes and other uses had gotten so strong and so institutionalized.
Those demands and institutions were not far behind the creation of the dividend. Groh thinks that if the dividend had not passed in 1982 and instead was up for a vote, say, 5 years later, we never would have had a dividend. Groh first wrote a history of the dividend program shortly after it was created. In 1997, he wrote an update to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the permanent fund itself. Despite a heavy cover price, Groh is getting no payment for this new work. The book is an exercise in scholarship, and Groh says he contributed to help people understand how we got here and how the dividend works on a basic level. He doesn't think clear decisions can be made without either. He believes the next major decisions about the fund and the dividend should be made with a longer view.
I do think people need to think clearly about that and think about the choices in a more explicit way and in a more real-life way, not which so many politicians seem to suggest, hey, you know, it'll all be okay in the long run because we'll find a bunch of oil in Anwar, we'll open it up, and then it'll all be groovy.
Groh and Erickson are the only non-academics contributing to the book. The third Alaskan author was University of Alaska Anchorage Professor Scott Goldsmith. Alaska's Permanent Fund Dividend is available where academic texts are sold. It retails on Amazon for $85. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.